Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March the 4th. The grains, though, were a little bit higher overnight. We had May corn up 4.25 cents at 416.5. May wheat up 2.5 cents at 560, and May beans up 9.25 cents at 1160.5. We did have some sales this morning: 110 corn to Taiwan, 126 meal to unknown, 30 old crop, 96 new crop. There's two discussions out here this morning. The cheap wheat in Russia, they're now offering it down to $205 a ton. That's a good $30 to $35 under the lowest prices they were willing to sell last year. So it doesn't look like the Russians are helping support the wheat prices in Russia. And that, you know, could mean cheaper wheat out here yet, but we'll see. There has been some big Chinese business done in the last week. Looks like they bought a total of 3 to 4 cargoes of U.S. sorghum, 16 cargoes of Ukrainian grain, 17 to 20 cargoes of Brazilian beans, though one group has got a 20 plus. All that has rallied the FOB price in Brazil, which should help us a little bit. The other thing they're talking about is the WASD report on Thursday. We should see lower Brazilian production by the USDA. Excuse me, the report's on Friday the 8th, not Thursday. So we're expecting the WASD report to cut the soybean production in Brazil. My guess is 151 to 152, but the Brazilian numbers are considerably lower than that in many cases. For the rest of the week, we'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock today. We'll have export sales on Thursday, but the big trade will be on Friday with the WASD report, crop production. So I think, you know, that's going to be the key thing people are going to be looking at. The other thing is, you know, is this the lows? Are the funds going to start covering now? Technically, the market doesn't look all that bad. We'll see. You know, we haven't been able to open the beans higher and maintain that throughout the day. We'll see if they can do that here. Hopefully, we'll see a strong day. But there really is no fundamental real reason to rally the grains here. But as I've said many times, these markets can rally first technically, and then the fundamentals fall in line later. So if that's the case, we could see fund covering here, and that could be significant considering they're short, you know, 340,000 to 350,000 contracts of corn. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.